You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
All right, guys. Gym Droppers, what's popping? Welcome back. Another dynamic episode of the number one real estate podcast in the world. My name is Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, but better known as MG the Mortgage Guy.
And my name is Kiana Watson, broker extraordinaire. License number 317576.
So look, shout out to all the Gym Droppers. We love y'all. The community is growing. Thousands of members right
now. Thousands of members. We are so excited to have you guys. Thank you for all of the love and support. I told him a while ago we needed our own community. So
she did.
Shout out to me for making sure we executed this. But it's a great community, like-minded individuals. We get in here, we share resources, we bring in experts, trainers, and we're sharing our knowledge.
So, absolutely.
And the knowledge that you guys have developed from listening to our podcast, you're able to talk amongst each other. Mm-hmm. And it's just a great feeling. Like, we're excited about this.
Absolutely. So in the community, you get behind the scenes footage exclusive for the Gym Droppers. It doesn't go on any of our social media platforms. Our guests come on once a week for a live Q&A. You're going to get discounts when we do live events and our Rants and Gyms tour. Even we're going to give you discounts to InvestFest, things like that too, and a whole bunch of other stuff. So make sure you guys be a part of the community. Link is in the description of this video to join.
Yes.
All right. So let's get back down to business. We are in Black History Month still. Shout out to our people.
Yeah, shout out to our people.
We are Black History. We are Black excellence.
Oh, I love that. We are the Black excellence.
We are the
Black history. We're changing the narrative.
Yeah, this is what our ancestors fought for, right?
Absolutely.
For us to be able to be in position to go and have equal playing ground and to be able to live the quote-unquote American dream.
Yes.
And that's building wealth.
Absolutely.
Right? So we're going to continue with the building blocks because we have – in our community, a lot of first-generation homeowners.
Yes, we do.
Which is amazing. Now, when you own a home, at some point, you want to sell that property.
Correct.
Right? So this episode is going to be a quick episode, and we're going to break down a home selling guide for all the first-time home sellers. Now, guys, I am a licensed loan officer. Okay? So on this episode, we're going to rely on superstar broker extraordinaire Kiana Watson to really give you guys this guide, and I'm going to chime in with my ad libs from time to time, but I want this conversation to not go over nobody's head, and I really need you guys to pay attention to the information.
Absolutely.
That Kiana Watson is going to give you. So Kiana, the floor is yours.
Thank you for passing me the floor. I'm ready to take the mic. I want to tell you this. You purchased a home and now you're wondering, do you have enough equity in your home and is it profitable for you to sell? So go ahead and grab your pen, grab your pad, get your notepad out. Let's talk about it. You are now a first-time home seller. Congratulations, you purchased a house And now you're in a position to make a substantial profit by selling that property. The first thing you want to do is get you an estimate of the value of your home. We call that an equity letter. In our world, from a real estate perspective, your previous real estate agent can provide you an equity letter. They're going to tell you an estimate of what the proceeds would be from the sale of your property. It's just an estimate. Then if that number looks good to you, then you're going to take the next step. That next step is your responsibility. Let me tell you what documents you need to gather. When you close, you had a settlement statement. You need to get a copy of that settlement statement. You need to get a copy of your most recent mortgage statement. That's going to give you an estimate of your current payoff. And then you also want to have all of the homeowners association documents, if there is an HOA, have that readily available. Those are three documents that you will need in order for you to think about selling your home. Taking it a step further, if this is an older property or if you've done some renovations, some upgrades, it would behoove you to have those receipts and all of the invoices that you paid in a list of all of the upgrades that you've done. Why do you want to have all four of these? Because this is how the agent is going to help you price your property for profit. We're pricing for profit. Now, you have all these documents, you send it over to your realtor, and now it's time for them to do a walkthrough and assess your property and talk about what your net proceeds are going to be. A lot of sellers forget that you're responsible for certain fees. And the fee that you are responsible for is, you know.
Talk it. That broker fee.
You pay the broker fee. So in essence, when someone is buying a home and we say buyers, you don't have to pay for an agent. You don't. The sellers, you are paying for the agents. You're paying for a seller agent to represent you. And then the seller agent is giving a part of that commission to a buyer's agent to bring a qualified buyer to purchase your home. So you have one of the largest expenses. That's paying the broker fees. So we got to calculate what those fees are going to be. And depending on your state, they vary due to legal purposes. We cannot talk about commissions. However, if you want a consultation and you're in the state of Georgia, please reach out to Watson Realty Co. Now, moving forward. You also have other fees that you're responsible for, which your taxes, your property taxes. We have to calculate and give you an estimate of what your property taxes are from the date of escrow until the end of the year. During that time, before you get to that date of escrow, up until that day, you are responsible for your property's taxes. So that's going to be another small fee that you're responsible for. Now, I know sellers hate to hear it, but a lot of buyers may or may not, depending on the market, ask you to provide them with contribution to the closing cost. What is contribution to the closing cost? The buyers have a huge closing cost that they're responsible for when they find a property and when they're under contract. Oftentimes, or sometimes, they will ask the seller to contribute to that closing cost. I want you to know this. You don't have to pay it. You do not have to pay sellers concessions to closing costs. However, you do want to know the numbers in your area, and your agent should run the numbers so you know on average if sellers have been contributing to the closing costs and what that is. So again, you do not have to pay any seller's contribution to the closing costs, but it is important that you are aware of what's happening in your area. So an agent will be able to run those numbers. So you as a seller, when you look on like places like Zillow, Realtor.com and places like that, you'll see what the property sold for, but you don't have access to if your neighboring property contributed to the closing costs. And you want to know that because this takes away from your net proceeds. So if in your area, everybody has contributed, let's say $8,000 towards the closing costs, that means that the area is justifying the expense. And you want to calculate that into your net proceeds sheet so you can account it and decide what your profits will be. Okay. Because we're really calculating just for profit. Outside of those fees, you're going to have title search fees. But those title search fees actually go against the buyer, which is why the buyer has the responsibility of choosing who's going to run title, who's going to be the closing attorney. So you really don't have, the biggest expense you have as a homeowner is the agent fees. That's it. Everything else, they're really minuscule fees. And as you kind of move forward in the process, you're going to learn there could be other fees that are associated, but that's just a quick synopsis of what to expect when selling your home. Now you have your net sheet. Now you're like, okay, I'm happy. I see how much money I'm going to make. Now it's time for me to, you know, I have to be honest with you. Oftentimes y'all move into these houses, y'all put down these different kind of floors. You have orange walls in the living room. Mm. You have green walls in the kitchen. And this is not going to work to put your property on the market. You want a muted home. So to mute your home, I suggest you have neutral colors, a neutral color palette. We could do agreeable gray. You can do white. You can do eggshell white. All you want is a neutral color palette. That way, when someone walks into your home, it feels more warm, open, and inviting. All right?
Mm-hmm.
We want your home to be warm, open, and inviting. Secondly, you have to clean and declutter.
Mm. Talk to them.
Now, when you are cleaning and decluttering, what you're doing is you're making the home, you're muting the home. It needs to look a little more like a model home. Don't have so many personal items out. If you got 15 bottles of cologne, it's okay because you're trying to move, right? To pack those up and just put one on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to mute the home. We want to make it seem warm and inviting and uncluttered. So now that you've uncluttered the home, it's warm and it's inviting. Now you want to be prepared to maybe take some personal photos down. I always tell my seller, so if you're looking to sell your home, I don't think you should. If I walk in your house and the first thing I see is a huge picture of you, that might not be the best photo. And I do feel like it's great just to kind of remove all your personal photos. You have strangers walking into your home. You have people coming in to sell your property. So remove the personal photos, put them up, because again, you're ready to sell. Let's not forget,
mm-hmm.
you're selling for profit here.
Yeah.
So now that you've done that, the rooms are neat. And I don't tell people to have it perfect because I'm not asking you to have it perfect, but just have it neat, have it decluttered, have it clean, and have a neutral palette.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Having smelling good.
Smelling good is on the top of the list.
Especially if you have pets.
We're putting plug-ins everywhere.
Yeah.
Plug-ins and lighting candles. You want the home to smell good because buying a property is a feeling.
Yeah, 100%.
And so when people walk in, they want to feel good. They want to feel like this property is giving them those vibes so they can purchase it. So those are small things that you can do as a home seller. Your agent has a whole nother job.
Yeah, 100%.
Your job is very easy once you decide who your agent is, but ask the right questions because I always hear all my agent did was put a sign in the yard and I never heard from them. That is not what you should get from an agent.
Mm-hmm.
You should have a custom marketing plan. They should tell you what your launch plan is. I call mine a launch plan. So your launch plan that I put together is from the date that you tell me you have done everything you said you were going to do that I recommended, and I FaceTime you to make sure you did it, which is declutter and clean the home and neutralize the property. Now we get started with that next step. My launch plan normally includes professional video, professional photos, and an open house. Why an open house? I want an open house even if we have a high demand for the property. And depending on the price, I want to do a broker's open. The name of the game is to put as many eyes on your property as possible. And although there's this thing, is if it's somebody's listing, they don't want other people listing it. The great advantage that I have is I tell other agents, if you see any of my listings on the multiple listing service, on social media, do me a favor and post it to your audience.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get it sold. You just follow the rules of your multiple listing service, but I want your property to get maximum exposure. Then we also send out newsletters. So you're part of the newsletter announcing your new listing to our database. Have a database of over 25,000 people. So now you got your newsletter sent out, and then we send out postcards. Your postcard is letting the people within a radius of your neighborhood know this house is now on the market and we're having an open house on this day. So that is part of a launch plan. You want to launch. You want to make sure you know what the launch plan is so you don't feel so bad, or if the property is not moving or if it doesn't sell, you're looking at your agent like all they did was put a sign in my yard, right? Some properties sell quicker than others, but education of your market and having a launch plan is a key for you to be involved in the selling process, right?
100,000%. I like a lot of things you were saying there, especially muting the property, especially if you have pets.
Yes.
Like, you love your pets.
Yeah. Yes.
Your pets are your kids.
Yes, absolutely.
They're not your potential buyer's kids.
No, they're not.
Somebody might be allergic.
Yes.
And as soon as they walk in, they may be turned off
or
have an outbreak or whatever the case may be. I've been in homes where people have cats, dogs. You walking in the yard, there's shit everywhere.
Oh, I've toured a home where they like, beware of cat. The cat, don't let the cat out. Well, why didn't you put the cat up?
Yeah.
Like now I'm responsible for a cat that's hiding in the house that just jumps out at any moment.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid and I'm going to let the cat out. Like those little things can turn off agents and buyers.
And buyers. And the smell of pets. Look, pets have smell. I have a dog. I have to get him groomed every 3 weeks.
Yes.
Because his dusty ass like to go outside in the yard and do his thing.
And he roll in the yard.
And he roll in the yard and it brings him back in the house.
Absolutely.
And it creates a smell. Like, it's like a human. If you don't wash up, you're going to smell at some point.
It's
going to
be there.
Right? So your animals.
Let me tell you. Yo. What he's getting to is the truth. I mean, it's the small things you can do as a homeowner to make it easier to sell your property. Now, there's some bigger obstacles that you'll face. You want to know, what is the average days on the market in my area? You know, what does my neighboring property look like? For me as an agent, my pet peeve with homeowners is you'll be in one neighborhood. You have no idea what happened. But if a house five doors down the street sold for $10,000 above what I recommended, your first thing is, well, that house sold for this. And then I'm like, it did. And let me show you why. They upgraded the kitchen. They have upgraded countertops. They have soft close cabinets. You have espresso cabinets. They have white. They have soft close. You do not. You have granite. They have marble.
Yeah.
That's a difference.
Yeah.
And so you can't compare, oh, we got the same house, but do you have the same features?
Yeah.
So these features make a difference, and you want to know what your neighboring properties are going to do. That's part of the plan.
You know what? When you're a home seller, you have to flip from emotional home owner.
Yes.
To now an investor.
Absolutely.
Right? Because now you love your home.
Yes.
You love the granite and the espresso. But we don't like that 2005-ish. We in 2022 now.
Exactly.
So you might have to, and it might be in your best interest to do some sort.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Of rehab on your property if you want to maximize your top dollar.
Oh, yes. Like, and it depends on the property. I think we are all in what I call a hot market, but everybody wants to get top dollar.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just unrealistic. You don't want to go above what the market value is in your area. And let me explain that to you so it can make sense. If the average in your neighborhood, if the average price is $350,000, there is nothing you're going to do. You can put marble floors. You can put marble countertops. You can have a backsplash going up through, you know, going over all the back walls of the kitchen. However, there is a maximum placed on the value of your property. Mm-hmm. It's going to cap out. You can over-renovate. You can easily over-renovate and the home just will not appraise at value. So you want to be mindful of those things when you're making these upgrades. Kind of peek. Keep your eye, keep your thumb on the market report. Keep your hand on the pulse and see what's sold and look at the photos and say, okay, this is kind of where I want to be. Because the worst thing is for a seller to be so emotionally attached to your custom upgrades that you overprice your home. Because when you overprice it, it won't sell. You think that, but I'm going to tell you, this is the rule of thumb. The agents ain't going to like that I'm telling y'all this.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a property, if you oversell it, what ends up happening is you chase the market. Because the mental thought of a consumer is this. If you price it right at value, you'll get some sales. If you price it slightly below value, not only will you get listings, you will get lots of offers above asking price.
Yeah.
Because people will pay more for what they deem to be priced lower than paying you what you know they know it's worth. And they certainly not going to pay you outright what you asked for. So that's why you want to pay. If you price it slightly below asking price, every time I try this technique.
Slightly below market.
Slightly below market price. Every time I do this, if you price a property slightly below market price, you will get multiple offers and you will find that consumers will pay more for your home.
So that 350 example you gave, instead of going at 350, going at 340.
Exactly.
339.
Exactly. Like 339,
that.
337.
Yeah.
And everybody is like, they know, oh, the house is sold at 350. Now you have a frenzy because you got buyers coming in and they'll keep going higher and higher and higher. But they won't do that. If you ask 350 in a neighborhood that's asking for 350, they're going to offer you 350.
Yeah.
Or 355. But if you're at 337, they get called into the emotions of the purchase. People love to compete and they feel like they're getting a deal. So now they'll probably end up paying 360 or 365 for your property.
Yeah.
So pricing is a strategy. But the biggest thing I will say, if you price at market, that's great. If you price slightly below market, that's great. But pricing above the market is going to be detrimental to the sale of your property because you'll find yourself chasing the market. And when you're chasing the market, that means you're reducing the price and you're trying to get a buyer after you realize you priced too high. Buyers will lowball you every single time.
Absolutely. And I think that's important, right? Pricing.
Yes.
Hulu has the shows and movies you love and is committed to providing a platform for Black stories to continue to be seen with the Hulu Black Stories Hub. Watch Women of the Movement, produced by Sean Carter and Will Smith, in all seasons of Snowfall and Atlanta. Catch up on Queens, Grand Crew, Blackish, and Abbott Elementary. Binge RuPaul's Drag Race, Power, Queen Sugar, Tyler Perry's Haves and Have-Nots, Hulu Originals, Wu-Tang, An American Saga, Woke, and more. With all those, plus classics like Living Single and docuseries like Your Attention, Please and Black Love, and Hulu original movies like The United States vs. Billie Holiday and Onyx Collective's award-winning documentary Summer of Soul, you can find stories and storytellers that highlight and celebrate Black history, past and present, on Hulu's Black Stories Hub, 365 days a year. Hulu subscription required. Terms apply.
Again, you love your house. You love your house. You can't put a price on your love like that, though, because I see sellers, like you said, $350. No, my house is worth $390. I want $390.
Yes.
I did all of this, but who cares, right?
It's custom.
It's custom to you, and mm-hmm. if you over-improve for your neighborhood, that is your fault.
Agreed.
That doesn't mean the next person is going to see that value. Mm-hmm. So you always have to make sure when you pricing, you have to, or doing rehab in your home, mm-hmm. you're not over-improving for your neighborhood. You know, people yeah. always want to make the, you know, have all these custom features and things of that nature in their homes and things that, and your house, the neighborhood might not support all of that. So you got to be realistic and not yes. be so emotional, because you just made a bad investment. And that's why it's very important when you're doing rehab, you understand what's happening in your marketplace. So mm-hmm. you don't over rehab, because you may live here today. You might plan to be here for a decade, 20 years,
exactly.
rest of your life. But life changes.
All the time. And life is tricky.
Life is tricky. You have a plan, but God got one too.
Always.
You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. you got to always be prepared to be flexible, to be able to move. And that way you're not digging yourself into exactly. a hole.
And so that's the best thing I can tell you. When you're looking to sell your property, know your market, know your area, rely on your agent to come in and give you guys the numbers, and then prepare for the unexpected. Anything can happen when you're selling a house,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And I always tell people, do not put the cart before the horse. Mm-hmm. And this happens so much when you're selling your home. You know, you think you're going to close on Tuesday. You're excited, you're ready, and you have a delay. Relax. Delays happen mm-hmm. all the time. Delays happen all the time. And what you want to do is, you don't want to be so emotional about a delay that you cut off your nose to spite your face. In other words, that you kill a deal because the deal may have needed 3 or 4 days. And now you want to start over a whole new 30 days with someone new because something happened a little late.
Yeah.
You know, that is just not the best way to do business. What you want to do is, you want to be mindful. You want an agent that's communicating very, very much so all the time, rigorously, with the other side. So we're in the same page. We're in the loop. So you don't find out last minute that there's going to be a delay.
Yeah.
You know there's going to be a delay at least a week ahead of time.
Yeah. 100%.
That way you're in the loop and you don't feel so antsy. So I see a lot of sellers get like that. They always say, I just want a smooth closing. We do too.
Everybody does. You ain't the only one.
Like, we do too. But we also prepare for the unexpected, and we want to keep you calm and make sure you keep your eyes on the prize, which is those profits. Because when you make the profit from your sale, mm-hmm. now you're going to be happy. So just focus on that end of it. And when you're preparing your property for the market, don't overprice it. Know the numbers, mm-hmm. clean, declutter, make it smell good. Get an agent that has a marketing launch plan. I know you thought that taking those pictures with your cell phone and putting it on Zillow and trying to sell it yourself
the
was
worst.
A plan.
That's the worst decision you can make, in my opinion.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
You're missing out on a whole group of people. And on top of that, studies have shown that 28% of buyers deem a property to be valued more when they see professional photos.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're taking these cell phone pictures, I've even seen it worse, where I've seen a person arm and they finger and all that stuff in the picture, and they post it. You need a professional launch plan. And with so many people relocating from city to city right now, and they're unable to physically put their feet into the property sometimes until a week before closing day, that video marketing is so important. People want to see the entire property. They need that. Yeah. So you definitely want to have a launch plan, and that launch plan will come from your agent.
Question for you. In the beginning, you said an equity letter.
Yes.
Is that the same as a CMA?
No. So an equity letter is what you send. It's like an initial touch.
Okay.
So for me, an initial touch, and I have this software, but you know, you got to join the Gym Droppers community for that.
You got to join.
But what you're going to do is I'm going to just give you a quick estimate and say it looks like your home may be now worth $450,000. And based on what you purchased it for, you stand to make a profit of about $100,000. Mm-hmm. That's just a quick synopsis. And you're like, wow, I could make $100,000. Tell me more. Now you want to know more. Now I'm going to take a deeper dive. So when I take a deeper dive, I'm going to do a CMA. That's a comparable marketing analysis. And when I do this analysis, I'm going to compare your property that sold to three other properties with the very similar features, square footage, lot size, bedroom, exterior elevation, which is the exterior look of the property, to yours. And then we're going to compare those to your property and determine what the actual asking price should be.
Okay. Now, let's speak. Now they're selling.
Yes.
A lot of them want to buy.
Yes.
Sell and buy.
Yes.
And that causes issues at times too.
A little right? bit of a headache, but it can happen.
It's definitely a headache. For these first time sellers or any seller for that matter, and they're looking to sell and buy, how do they really prepare for that, right? Because especially if you're moving out of state or yes. something like that, and you've got to sell here to buy there, that it gets a little tricky.
I can tell you, it's like so many different ways to approach it. In our state, we have what is called the temporary occupancy agreement. Mm-hmm. So when a buyer goes to purchase your property, you can tell them, you can purchase my house and we're going to close on Monday. And I'm going to make my profits on Monday, but I'm going to stay in my house for 14 days after the closing. And I'm going to use these 14 days to slowly move out, purchase my next home, and then move out. Mm-hmm. So that can happen. And that's one of the best ways for it to happen. It may not be 14 days. It could be 5 days. It could be
I've seen some as long as 30 days.
Yeah. It can't be more than 30 days yeah. per the contract because then they become a tenant.
A tenant. Yeah.
So it has to be 30 days or less. But that's the best way to protect you because now you've already made your profit and you're still in your home. And so now you can transition out of your current home into your next home very nicely. You know, mm-hmm. it'd be a smooth process.
Okay.
That's my thought.
Okay.
Now, another thing we're telling people to do is just find a rental. You know, a lot of my clients, like, I don't want to be rushed into my next purchase, but I'm ready to sell and make my profit now. Getting a three month or a six month short term rental yeah. really helps you say, I got my money. I got 3 or 6 months. I can take my time to determine where I want to go next. And I really highly recommend that because you won't have as many hiccups and you won't feel rushed. But if you put your house on the market and you got to close in 30 days, that means that the buyer is closing on your property in 30 days. And now you're trying to close on your next property in 30 days. I've done that before. It's very high stress.
Shit, I've seen people trying to close on their sale of their home on a Monday and then close on the buy of their new house on a Tuesday.
Yes.
And I'm like, dude, that's a lot.
I've done that in one day.
It happens.
I literally sold a house at 9 a.m. My client had her stuff on the U-Haul. We sold her house at 9, and then we helped her buy her next house the same day at 12. It was the most high-stress situation. I do not recommend, but it can happen. And the reason yeah. I say that, one wrong move throws off the entire transaction.
Absolutely.
So when you're buying and selling in the same day, that means that your buyer has to close that morning at 9. Because it's not just you. It's a trickle-down effect. You are the seller, right? Mm-hmm. And so you are the seller, and this buyer is buying your property. And now you turn into the buyer, and now you're the buyer of another seller's property. Mm-hmm. And so if they don't buy your property and you don't make those proceeds, then you can't go around and turn that and buy that property.
Yeah.
But I've done it quite often. It works best when you stay within one title company or one closing attorney's office.
Yeah.
One office. That's it. Don't switch between offices.
And even same lender. Right.
Oh, yeah. Same lender.
If the lender can, if you're moving out of state, if they can do both deals,
yes.
it just makes your life a lot easier.
And you really got to have an honest agent on the other end. Like, listen, that tells you that they're going to close.
Yeah.
Don't give me last minute. We're going to extend because if they need an extension, guess what? Now you need an extension.
Yeah.
Everything that happens with your buyer with you will also happen to you when you are the buyer for your next.
Exactly.
Property. So I strongly recommend that you may look into temporary housing, staying with a friend. But can it happen in the same day? It can.
It definitely can.
It takes strategic planning, but it can happen.
Nah, definitely got to plan.
Yes.
You got to have a great team on yes. your side that can help facilitate that transaction. But I think also you should give yourself time in your contract. You know,
the temporary occupancy agreement is your trump card. I recommend you use it.
Yeah, I think that's a gem.
Yes.
Right there is that temporary occupancy. But again, just planning.
Planning
and having the right team and understanding that you're now the investor now when you're selling your house.
Right.
And don't be so emotional.
Please don't be too emotional. Just don't take it to heart. I had someone listen to everything someone had to say about their property.
Yeah.
Your taste is not their taste. As long as they're going to offer you the dollar amount that you're comfortable with, sell the home and move forward to your next property.
Listen, this was a lot of information, Kiana.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is why you're top 1% in the world.
You know, I'm out here just doing my thing, working hard.
I see why you're selling these homes.
Listen, left and right.
Any final thoughts?
My final thoughts are, if you are a home seller, just prepare and plan. Know the numbers. Don't overbid your property. And when you're interviewing real estate agents, don't go for the agent that's going to tell you, I can get the most for your property. Go for the agent that's going to give you the clearest plan that actually follows the numbers so you can make an informed decision and sell your property in the fastest and most smoothest way possible.
Facts. All facts. Great episode as usual.
Thank you.
Lots of information. I hope you guys took notes. Gem droppers, no worries. We're going to have some behind the scenes information for you guys. If you're looking to sell, we're going to give y'all some resources in the private community. So again, if you want to be part of the gem dropping community, link is in the description. And this was a dope episode, man.
Dope episode.
Rewind this, listen to it again, take those notes if you're looking to sell, and apply this information.
Always, always apply.
Yeah,
because
apply.
That's what it's here. That's what we're here for.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. So look, we're gonna sign off right now. Again, thank you guys for the support and love. Like, comment, share, subscribe on YouTube, on all podcast audio outlets. Download Rants and Gems. Rate 5 stars, leave a review, subscribe, share it with your community. That's the only way we're going to be able to get this information out to our community.
Correct.
At scale is if you guys are supporting this the right way.
Absolutely.
Right? And the right way how you support is by just going over to Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen, and do what we ask you to do.
Just do it.
Just do it, please. Like, we ain't asking for too much, all right? It ain't too much, all right? All right, so my name is Matt Garland. NMLS number 58700, but better known as MG the Mortgage Guy.
And my name is Kiana Watson, real estate broker extraordinaire, license number 317576. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Rants and Gems show.
Peace.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.